found yourself lonely? Hi, I'm Heidi St. John, and I want to take just a few minutes today to talk about friendship. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Over the years, I have noticed how sensitive I can be, and I wrote about this recently on my blog. By the way, if you haven't found my blog yet, you can find it at HeidiSt.John.com/blog. But I wrote about the dangers of social media and how we can look at things now that we were never able to see before. That party that we didn't get invited to, the women's ministry team that went out for lunch and I didn't know about it, or whatever it is. And I think that we, as women, oftentimes can take those things and internalize them. And I've noticed too that women in midlife often struggle with relationships. And I think it's because the demands on our time are so much greater now than when all of our children were little. I know for me, I have a very young child at home still, and my oldest children are in their early 20s now. And so they are going through their own growing and kind of spreading their wings, and they need me in a different way, obviously, than the little ones do. But I've found that at the end of the day, I'm very tired, and I've noticed that the friendships that I cherish the most are those ones that I can just run to at the drop of a hat, or a dear friend of mine who I may not hear from for 3 or 4 or 5 months at a time might give me a call and just say, hey, you know, I was praying about you, or tell me how you're doing. And I think those are the friendships that they last because we believe the best in each other and we believe the best for each other. And so I want to encourage you today, if you're struggling with your friendships, ask the Lord to give you His eyes for your friend. So often I think we get our feelings hurt. I have a mantra, as many of you have heard me say, called No Drama Mama. And I really believe that the Lord would have us extend grace to each other. And so if you have a friend who's just not quite hitting the mark, ask the Lord for His perspective and to give you grace for that friend, and then see what He'll do. Friendships are worth it. They're worth investing in, and they will survive the tougher seasons of life. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.